What's so great about?
And welcome to What's So Great About, the podcast that knows that you gotta pay your dues if you want to sing the blues.
Ooh.
But it don't come easy. My name's Terry.
Oh, my name's Andy.
Andy, how the bloody hell are you?
Very well, Terry, and you?
I too am well.
Good, great to hear it, in fact.
I don't know if I like that now, to be honest.
Well, I'm just trying.
No.
Just trying things,
no.
All right?
No.
I'm trying to break out the mold in a little
bit. I like the mold.
I want to just break out a little bit. Yeah. You know what I mean? I upgraded you from good to great.
Yeah, still.
Yeah.
Good to hear it, Andy.
No. hey, how have you been?
Good.
Great yeah. to hear it, pal.
I've been good. I've been busy. We're recording a little bit later this week. Thanks for fitting me in your schedule.
Me or the listener?
You.
Oh, you're welcome.
You know, I mean, I had to move things around. So,
what am
you know,
I doing, huh?
Yeah. Very true. Very true.
What are you doing? Nice Thursday record.
Yeah, absolutely. And before we get into it,
You
may have picked up on my little opening salvo there at the start.
Yeah, what was that all about, Terry?
Reference to the fact that we are covering our top five post-Beatles John, Paul, George, or Ringo songs, courtesy of one of our fine patrons over on patreon.com/ What's So Great About. Who gave us their request this week, Andy?
I believe it was Jude McCandles.
Jude! Hey!
Hey! It's right there.
No, I like it the other way.
Okay, good.
So, yeah. And if you want to shape the way we do the pod, it'll cost you a low, low fee of €5 a month. Send us your suggestions and we'll get them on.
It really is. The Patreon is more fun than ever. And
mighty big claim.
It is. And I tell you, it's the best community ever as well that we've had. Some people have been there from the start. We love you for it. We really love them. What you got there, T?
What do you think?
Unflavored for me. Lucozade. Don't close your eyes. Like, Lucozade is all that.
Haven't had one in fucking ages, man.
I've been trying to cut down on them.
Like, a week?
Okay.
That doesn't mean I haven't had a fizzy drink. I've been on
no.
7-Up Free or Diet Coke or whatever.
7-Up Free in the mornings?
No, I've cut out the mornings.
Okay.
So it's like mid-morning, like okay. 11 most nice. Days.
How's your general health and fitness going?
Pretty decent. I'm back footballing it up on a nice. Tuesday and I'm like, you know what? I feel like I can fit in a couple of more workouts a week. I'd say 3 would be the max I could sneak in.
Three is what I'm
Hey, are you still in the gym?
I am. And if I don't get to the gym 3 times in a week, cause sometimes I get in early to make a video or something, I go for a little run on Sundays or Saturdays. And I have a little.
Well, hold on. Yeah. You're going for runs and you're not sending me your.
Sure, do you want me to?
Yeah, of course.
I just didn't know if you had the time.
This has been like playing table tennis against the wall for the last couple of years. Me sending
you. We've both been playing table tennis on the other side of the wall.
Yeah, I'd like send you a video and be like, huh.
I would love to. I actually really wanted to, but I thought, no, I won't because Terry doesn't have the time right now to do it. I don't want to make
it. And then I'll be like, you know what?
Fuck you.
I'm
Terry.
Getting out. Faye, look, I can't have Cantwell going and not me going.
Do you want gym pics?
No.
Not of me, of the gym equipment or something.
No.
Like, hey, I'm in the gym.
Gym's different because that actually would be taunting me because I can't get
right.
to the gym.
Okay.
But I feel like a get out
All right. Next run. And I tell you, I went on a run. And I didn't have internet at the time because I had no credit on my phone. So I couldn't track.
Oh, come on, Andrew.
But I knew it was a really good time because I only stopped once in the 5K.
Mm-hmm.
And it just ran. There's a track around. Anyway, this started with me asking you about your health.
Well,
but,
that's what it's all about.
But yeah, still on it. And I'm definitely going to do that now. Yes, Terry.
Good.
Yes.
It's been an eventful week.
Yes.
Start with football?
Yeah.
Start with David Coote.
You're that old Coote hound.
Now, I want to say something.
Go on.
That's a bit
controversial.
Yeah. Okay. I don't think he did anything wrong. He's an idiot for recording his thoughts.
Yeah.
But like, you can have an opinion that like Jurgen Klopp is a cunt.
Committing the words German cunt on to video and to say Liverpool are shy while you're...
He's obviously coked out of his mind.
He is mong. Yeah. But
and it's like 4 a.m.
Yeah.
I like, actually feel quite sorry for him because of the fucking dickhead that sold him down the river.
Here's the thing I don't understand.
Some rando's gaff, like.
Here's the thing I don't understand, right? I assume that they're mates, those two.
I don't think so.
Why would he say that to some random person?
Because he's like out of his mind at 4 o'clock in the morning, like.
Because the guy's...
Like, I'm assuming it's that late, like.
It seemed like that. But what I didn't understand was, like, okay, obviously that video had gone somewhere 4 years ago. Because otherwise he would just say, "Ah, here, man, delete that." Instead of recording another video to say, "Hey, guys, that video doesn't go anywhere."
Well, apparently they found out about it 4 years ago.
That's what I heard as well.
Yeah.
Because he hasn't ref the Liverpool game.
Yeah, they stopped them refing it from 2020 to 2024.
Yeah. That's
But can I ask you, like...
Yeah.
I saw a good thing. It was like four pictures of Klopp. Like, wonder why David Coombe...
I know,
like screaming in his face. Yeah, and I'm like, yeah, okay.
Yeah. Now, I saw that, but I didn't think they were all coot. I thought it was just Klopp generally on the sidelines, because one was Bundesliga Klopp.
No, you know the one I saw was... Maybe it was different. Yeah. But I was like, you know, they're human.
See, I'm torn on... Actually, you know what? I'm not even torn. I do lean more towards the human side and of just like, he's an idiot.
Yeah.
He's an idiot, for sure.
His career's over now.
And I don't think he's a particularly good ref.
After the second video came out with him snorting coke. Yeah.
But the thing is like...
a white powder.
Yeah. Why do they keep... Just say, you know what it is.
They can't definitively... Like, yeah, he could be snorting...
Mysterious white substance.
Yeah, baking powder.
Referee free kick spray. Shit they put on. That's really all it was.
But like, what? Like, I'm not trying to be funny. Like, people...
Well, you try.
People fucking ingest all sorts of shit to get a high. So he could be like, it's just washing up powder. It fucking messes with your brain or whatever, you know what I mean?
Do you know what the thing for me was?
It's obviously
like,
cocaine, but...
It is, yeah. But, like, the thing is, like, yeah, like, he's an idiot. And I don't think he's a particularly good ref. But, like, should he never ref again? Like... I think he's done, certainly in the Premier League he's done, I think. He probably should be done in the Premier League. Maybe Championship, maybe abroad, go to Saudi.
I think he's done in England. Like,
you think so?
Yeah.
See,
maybe
here's
non-league
the thing.
Or something. Like, you know, he's not going to be making the money. Like, what do Premier League referees make? Like,
probably what?
60K?
Do you think?
Something like that? Like, do you think more?
I think more.
Yeah, okay.
It's a high profile pressure job. You know what I mean?
Maybe double it, 120K?
Something like that, I'd say, you know? So, like, I'm always, like, have sympathy when someone's livelihood is taken away for something that's, like,
that
dumb.
We would do. Like,
yeah, like lawyers do coke and all,
course, like,
you know what I mean? Police officers fucking do coke. And, like, everyone, all refs probably hated Klopp, you know? But the problem is...
hate everybody, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, but the problem is that... That you can think it, but it's out there now that he said it. Coupled with the really high-profile Odegaard handball, even this weekend when.
But was the Odegaard? He was VAR for Odegaard handball.
Yeah, yeah. So it went to him. He's like, oh, it's fine. And then reffing the game at the weekend when Salah's cleaned out, running onto the ball and I thought he's waving play on because Nunez is about to get it. Well, like, he's there, like, no foul. And so that was like, what? What do you mean, no foul?
What game? Who are you playing?
Villa.
Oh, yeah. Didn't
the Saturday
watch
evening
didn't
kickoff.
Watch
Saturday evening, 8 o'clock.
I told you, it's the best one.
Fucking hell.
Because if
what
you lose,
treat.
You're kind of like, well, I'm going to bed soon.
Yeah.
And you kind of wake
I'll
up.
Sleep it off.
You kind of wake up and you're like, ah, Sunday, nice day. Whereas, yeah, like, 12:30 on a Saturday, you have the whole rest of the day.
Oh,
another,
chewing on it.
8 to 10 hours of feeling
I'm not
shit.
In a bad mood.
Yeah.
But,
or like
so,
Sunday, 4 o'clock or 2 o'clock, you still have the guts of the weekend. Like.
Oh, I tell you, do you know what I think my second least favourite fixture is, apart from Saturday, 12:30, is Sunday at 2.
Why is that?
It's a non-time. It's too early and too late at the same time. You know what I mean?
Depends though. Like,
no, it's just too early actually.
So like Liverpool are playing at 2 and then the big game is on at 4:30. That's a nice...
It's a nice if you have a big one at 4 that you're like, all right, I can carry
on
keep this party going to 4:30. But I think coupled with those, like the Van Dijk not getting sent or not Pickford not getting Anton for taking out Van Dijk because You know, all this sort of stuff.
I remember watching that live, in time, and I was like, you know what, like, it just seemed like something, you know.
Yeah.
And then, like, the still image that they keep showing is like, Everything looks bad in that context.
And the thing is, like, I don't think, like, he didn't come out and say, like, yeah, I don't give Liverpool that because I fucking hate them. Like, he kind of slagged them off, and then, like, social media being what it is, everyone's already associated.
We need reparations.
Do you know what I actually didn't care for? And, like, I seen a thing. I watched the overlap today because Neville and Carragher and Keane and all that were, and Wright.
What are you talking about?
They were talking about David Koo, and they were basically, but there was loads of shit that came out yesterday on Twitter of, like, Gary Neville doesn't think he should, you know, never ref again and all this sort of stuff.
He thinks he shouldn't ref again?
He thinks he should ref again. He doesn't.
Yeah, I think he says, should too. I don't think he will.
And that's pretty much what everyone was kind of saying. Wrighty and Carragher were kind of a bit more like, look, maybe not the Premier League, like, it's dumb, but, like, all that sort of stuff. But the backlash they even got, the episode hadn't even come out yet, and it was like, you have to, it's like, you're just a mouthpiece for Howard Webb, God. And you have, how can you say this? And, like,
you're not going to have an opinion anymore.
No, like, and it's either
just watching them for, it's either, like,
yeah, you know what
don't
I mean?
Don't watch it, like.
And, like, it was a great episode, actually, but it was, yeah, so all that sort of stuff I just don't get involved with. And I had a lot of comments, because I think it was on Monday it happened, and I made a YouTube video on Monday, and then, like, when this came out, it was like, oh, where's the video on Koo? Are you going to talk about Koo? And I was like, you know what? Like,
not really. Like,
at the time, I was like, no, like, I'm just a guy. I'm not, yeah. I don't, you know, yeah. I'm not obligated to give my opinion on these things. But that is my opinion. I kind of think, like, I don't think he should forever never ref again, just never near Liverpool, probably never in the Premier League. Because the problem is that it opens up
100%.
Those fans who think, oh, they have a conspiracy against us. And now it opens up to, well, look at David Koo.
You know? It's like with the Michael Oliver thing.
Yeah.
Like, you know, oh, was paid by Man City or whatever. Yeah, you know, yeah. Like, I don't really pay that much mind. I just think his standards have dropped so much.
Who's?
Michael Oliver. Like, he used to be the one you were like, oh, he's the best one in the league. And
he's
now,
the one with hair, isn't he?
He's a youngish guy, black hair. Like, he does all the high profile stuff. And then, like, they released the transcript.
He's on the bag as well, definitely. Let's look at him.
They released the transcript or the audio of the West Ham Man United game. And it was like David Coote was the ref for that. And, you know, it was the last minute, the penalty.
He didn't give it.
And then, like, Michael Oliver. He's kind of like, yeah, this is the penalty.
Yeah.
Like, kind of pushing him to do it. And, like, he's like, did he have control? He didn't have control of the ball, though, does he? Like Danny Ings. And it's like Michael Oliver is kind of really, like, pushing onto it. And I was like, is it like a case of the same way, you know, like Harold Webb was one, and who was your man? Graham
Pohl.
Yeah. It's like the celebrity ref.
Yeah, yeah.
All of a sudden it kind of goes to your head.
Who's your man? Is that Graham Pohl? The fucking lizard.
Clattenburg.
My getting liege. On cars and shit.
Yeah, you know, like that's a perfect example, you know, of it. Yeah. Like, you know? Of that kind of stuff, where it's like, it just seems to be, once you ascend to the, like, this guy's the best ref in the league,
yeah,
it's as if
you're cursed then.
No, it's just like, it's the same old story. It's like fucking Goodfellas or whatever. It's like, yeah, you get to the top, it's like,
and then it's the bad time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The only way is down, you know.
Yeah, I kind of, like, you know, all, like, tribalism and witch hunting aside, I have to admit, from a purely entertainment point of view, I fucking love when shit like this happens. Mm. I fucking, and every second tweet, I tell you who the biggest winner in this whole thing is Gary Barlow's massive son. Because no one's talking about him anymore. Gary Barlow's son is laughing all the way to the giant bank.
I miss it already.
I know.
It's been a week. This is how fast the world turns. Like,
did you, do you know what? I posted something yesterday, and a few of the comments were like, oh, you need to go on Blue Sky.
Yeah, I'm on Blue Sky, I told you.
And then, yeah, but
did
then,
you,
like,
get a code?
I have, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I have a code, yeah.
I haven't used it once.
It seems nice. It's literally Twitter before Elon took over.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, I don't like the fact that it's like andycantwell.bsky.social. Like, get rid of that. Like, yeah. But
it seems as fun or as chaotic or something. Like,
it's not, like, that's the thing. Like, and I seen someone on Twitter saying, like, until Blue Sky has shit like this, like, the video coming out on Twitter, like, you know, I don't know what my point was going to be, but I'm on it.
Yeah. Follow him over there, folks. I guess that's his point.
But are you on it as well?
Yeah, I'm on it, yeah.
I seen you on LinkedIn, actually, the other day.
Did you?
Yeah, I was going to connect to you.
Bare bones.
Yeah, no profile photo.
It's like, never use it. Like, these people are trying to connect you. Like, fuck off.
Fuck off. I have to post stuff about the masterclass stuff that we're doing. And like, so excited to launch masterclass. And I'm like, fucking throwing up in my mouth. Writing this shit because I hate LinkedIn with such a passion. Just, I don't know if you're on it ever.
Not drop in every now and again. Like,
oh, it's fucking.
When I'm doing interviews, when I like have to interview somebody and like they have something, I'll jump on their LinkedIn.
It's all fucking delighted to share that I've just gotten a role at whatever or just fucking. And then all the comments under them are the worst.
Well,
congratulations. Blah, 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 blah.
What I find
no
really
person.
Weird. Is that like directors at my company will use it? And I'm like, huh? You know, you're supposed to be, you know, above the strata, but everybody's on it. Like, you know what I mean?
Question.
That's why they're directors. I guess they're linked in to one another. Wait, that's the name. Oh my God.
Are your directors boomers by any chance?
Pretty like.
Gen X?
Gen X, I'd say closer to, like, you know.
Yeah, I love it. You know what I mean?
Mm. But I think, like, I guess we're elder millennials. We're cuspers, you know.
Don't care for that term.
I like it because we're on the cusp.
Elder millennials, it makes me sound important.
Yeah.
Cuspers.
Yeah, you're almost Gen X.
You fucking cusper.
You're on the cusp. You're on the cusp of being Gen X.
I think so, because 1980.
Shut up with this.
1980. Like, 5 years.
We grew up when Gen X was around, like.
Yeah.
We were like.
But we're not cuspers.
What?
We're not cuspers. We're smack dab in the middle of millennial town.
Yeah, this is such revisionist bullshit as well. Like,
1980 to 1990.
Since
fucking
when?
Sick. That's
that's never. It's just like somebody was just sitting there one day and was like,
I mean, that
1980. That's it.
Yeah, I mean, it is arbitrary, sure.
Yeah.
But that's the agreed date.
I don't agree. I don't agree to it.
What do you mean you don't agree?
I don't agree to it. I think we're closer to Gen X. That's my opinion.
Yeah, but what's Gen X in your mind? What year?
Gen X was like, you know, you're like 93 was when you were like, you know, 14 or something like
you
that.
You thinking like, Gen Z?
No. Gen X, Generation X was the early 90s, you mad thing. You were a teenager in the early 90s and we were 8 in the early 90s. Look it up.
I think you should look it up, actually. Because 1980 is the cutoff, and then it's millennial.
Says who? Some fucking nerd.
Says everyone.
With a Wikipedia account.
According to my calculations. Yeah.
Anyway, I have something else I want to talk about.
Okay, go on.
We're talking about boomers. Yeah? I guess this guy is probably Gen X.
Yeah?
Tom Cruise.
Oh.
Did you watch it, Andy? Did you watch the trailer?
Do you know what? I watched it without sound, and I forgot to go back.
You disappoint me. So much.
Is what it,
all the time.
Is what it is.
Next May.
I'll tell you one thing. It looked fucking brilliant.
Yeah, and then you put the sound
on. No, because I almost deliberately don't want to see it because I'll just know how it ends.
Of all these pieces, I'm like, these pieces of the puzzle, I'm like, which one could be the last set piece? And I don't know. You know?
Are we going to go watch that together?
Yeah.
Yes, Terry. Yeah.
May. Next May.
Yes.
This is so like called The Final Reckoning.
I love the name as well. Do you know this was coming?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I knew.
Of course you did.
Yeah. I couldn't fucking. It's like I've watched it like 5 times and I want to see it when I'm in the cinema. Like I don't know.
Yeah.
What did I go see? I can't remember what film I was going to see, but the trailer for that came on before for Dead Reckoning.
Yeah.
When it was still part one.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, the whole jump on the fucking giant screen, Tom Cruise doing the motorbike. Yeah. I was like, fucking hell.
Yeah, what? Oh, when you say the set piece, what's his big stunt going to be? You mean?
Well, you see the video of him, like, on the old-timey plane hanging out? He's like, see you at the movies.
Yeah.
Like, that is going to be, like, that's in it. That's in the trailer where it's, like, a red one and a yellow one. So, like, I'm assuming he's going to, like, hang out the side of that.
Do you know, I can't believe, sometimes I see a picture of, I've seen people get to the top of the Burj Khalifa or whatever it's called, and like, being like, hey, I'm up here. That picture of Tom Cruise sitting on top of it, chilling like he's having a sandwich.
Like, no shoes.
No straps. Just how can you be possibly, like, it's like the width of this chair.
Yeah.
Less even. And he's sitting on it like, you know, whatever. Hey, to the helicopter right next to him, which is pretty surely blowing the shit out of him. I'm like, how the fuck is he sitting casual?
The helicopter might be, you know, far away and it might have a lens or whatever on the camera. But like, yeah, you're like,
so like, casual.
Like, you know, the Matt Damon, the dining out, the story that he's been doing where it's like the stunt coordinator.
Oh, yeah. So I got a new stunt coordinator.
It's like,
yeah,
that's probably like that. Like, so I got a new insurance guy.
Anyone who tells him no just gets fired until he gets someone.
You're not fired. It's just like, okay, I'll just go somewhere else.
It's like the equivalent of going from Dr. Hibbert to Dr. Nick Riviere. And so why isn't it called like Dead Reckoning 2 now? Why is it called...
They changed it. So
what's the name?
The Final Reckoning.
Final Reckoning.
So it's Mission Impossible. It was like Dead Reckoning Part 1. And then they dropped the Part 1.
Yeah.
It's cleaner. And then it's like Dead Reckoning. Because they think that was part of the reason... why Dead Reckoning underperformed relatively. Really? Still made like $500 million, but it was like the budget was $700 million, I think, because they kept everybody on staff during COVID. Yeah, yeah. So it was like, so they were like, you know, they're like, it didn't make money. It's like, well,
yeah,
relative, you know, and the
it
same
saved thing. Hollywood is what it did. You can't put a price on that.
Well, that was more Top Gun Maverick.
Shit.
But I know, okay, he is single-handedly propping it up. But like they're saying, the budget on this one is also huge, and I think it's because when the strikes were on, he kept everybody on staff as well, like kept the production.
Just a fucking man,
like,
isn't
you know,
he?
Like, and there was something with a submarine that apparently ballooned costs as well.
Okay.
So, but
and like, I was gonna say
this,
like,
I think this one though, because the big problem they had with it was they released it like 2 weeks before Barbie and Oppenheimer last year. The Barbenheimer phenomenon that was coming out.
Yeah.
So it did not have a lot of runway. It was like very top heavy, and then it was like, and you're gone.
Yeah.
You know, they're releasing it in May this year. Gives you the kind of hold some, if it's the last one as well, you know, if they're billing it as, or
yeah,
it gives you the whole next couple of months
to like bask in it.
Yeah, and they have the IMAX screens and all that shit. Nice. Like, you know,
I have to admit, like, I'm sure, I know we talk about him a lot, like, I'm sure he's mad and there's mad shit, we're like, fucking hell, but I fucking love Tom Cruise so much, and you're either one or the other. Like, there is no like, yeah, he's okay.
There's a girl I work with who won't watch any of his movies because Scientology.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're depriving yourself.
Yeah.
Like, she's like, I've seen some of his movies, but I won't now.
You won't actively go.
Yeah,
and
after
watch
seeing
them.
The documentary on Scientology, you know, that Going Clear.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, I won't watch any of his movies. And I'm like, but this. And she's like, nope. Sorry. Can't.
Would she watch, like, Pulp Fiction, I wonder? Or, like, you know, something with Travolta in it?
Probably,
you know,
because he's less of less of that. You know, he's not like number two, as they say. You know, he's not that high up.
Mad.
Yeah,
He's so fast. He fascinates me so much.
I don't think I could trust myself
to have sex with him.
No, to be around.
Him. Yeah, totally. Yeah,
I think my mind is too. It's not strong enough.
You think he'd break you?
It'd be like The Master. It'd be that scene in The Master.
Don't recall it.
You don't recall it where it's the scene with Philip Seymour Hoffman?
Oh, they're sitting down at the table?
Keep your eyes open again. Start again.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
A less intense version of that, but I think the result would probably be the same.
It'd be more intense.
Fuck! Okay, I'll go again.
I've done it again. Okay, Tom, I'm so sorry, Tom. Yeah.
It's Mr. Cruise. You stepped into this room and it's all business, like, hey, okay.
He would just be looking at you so intently that you would just be like, sure. Yeah. I think he could talk me into anything, Terry.
You opened that door, counselor.
What's that from?
Just general, any law movie.
It's from something, you open that door.
I just say it all the time where it's like somebody will say something and then the other lawyer will, they're like, objection, judge. Like, you open this door, counselor. I'm allowing it. Any judge talk. I love any judge.
Do you know,
tread carefully.
I was talking to, I was recording a training thing with
a
barrister. Yeah. And he was talking about how to be an expert witness and what you do, what you don't do, and how you prepare and all this. Do you know that First of all, it used to be the judge is just called judge. So you say, yes, judge, or whatever like that. It used to be my lord.
Oh.
You know. But they still wear black.
And wigs and stuff, like, right?
Yeah, well, some of them wear wigs still, and it's ridiculous. But they wear the black gowns in mourning of the death of Queen Anne. Do you know that?
I did not know that. Is that what they do in the States as well?
In bloody Ireland. I mean,
Ireland?
Yeah, in Ireland. Like, he's talking about Irish courts.
Oh, right.
And he's like, they wear the black in mourning of Queen Anne. Like, still. Isn't that mental?
Fucking burn it down. Like, I see your friend is up in civil court at the moment.
Who? Who's
McGregor?
Friend. He's no friend of mine.
Yeah. For allegations of...
The R word.
Rape.
Yeah.
So how do they... my question is, why is there not a criminal case against them? That's my question.
Yeah, what's...
Because DPP are a bunch of...
I don't understand the like, what's... The
civil
difference?
Is like, I'm suing you so you pay me money. If you're found guilty...
Oh, so he's not going to go to jail?
No.
Oh, he just has to pay money?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, which is shite.
Why is that?
Because civil and...
Surely...
Like, O.J. Simpson was found... O.J. Simpson was found not guilty in, you know, federal or whatever court.
Yeah.
But he was found guilty in civil court. And he had to, like...
Oh, really?
He declared bankruptcy because he couldn't afford to pay the parents of...
Yeah, Nicole, what's her name?
Brown Simpson.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, Anna Nicole Smith, not that one.
Yeah. Like, the thing that I saw or that I read about it is horrific.
It is very bad.
Like, do you think he did it?
100%. I have no doubt in my mind.
You know what's surreal? Like... I heard about what happened and I was like, fucking hell. And like, I just...
You know what, I say I've no doubt in my mind. That's just going on his reputation.
His prior.
And yeah, his antics or whatever. He might not have done it, but like, you know...
You would not be in the least bit surprised.
I wouldn't, you know. Yeah. And it's a weird thing. Like I say, I always say to you, he was a real source of national pride for a long time. And now it's like...
It's the opposite.
Yeah. You know, he's talking about running for president and stuff like that. I'm like...
It's so mad. Like, I was such a fan. And I look back on... Like, sometimes my TikTok will throw up, like, 2017 McGregor or 2018 McGregor. Like, when he's still rising.
Mm.
And I'm like, God, he was so... And all the comments are the same. It's just like, God, bring this McGregor. Like, you know... Yeah. And then, like, you know, too much fame and too much... And even the trash talk was like... That was really just to other fighters. Like, he's making money.
Yeah.
It's like, didn't have a problem with that at all. Some people were like, oh, I don't like how he, you know... And I was like, no, like,
that's all part of it.
But when it bled out into, you know, just general life, and I was like, genuinely, honestly, even the whole bus thing... When,
oh, yeah, Khabib.
Even then, I was like... Secretly, I was like, that was fucking brilliant. You know what I mean?
I didn't like that.
I was like, that's just fucking... Him and his cronies coming in and like... I'm like, just for a pure entertainment point of view, and no one got... Well, did someone get hurt?
Somebody did. One of Khabib's guys, because that's why he was like...
Yeah. But even with that, what I'm saying is, even at that point, I was still a little bit like with him. And then it was like, literally, I mean, since then on, essentially, it was just like, oh.
The video of him like punching that.
That really was it, wasn't it?
Like,
yeah, because that's like, oh fuck, like you're.
Like, what are you doing that for?
You are a massive piece of shit for doing that. Like, you know what I mean?
Come get you, Andy.
I mean, I don't think he's listening.
Yeah, I hope not.
But you know, so like I kind of hung in there a little bit longer than most people. But even then, after a while, I was just like years ago, and then you're just like, oh, like no.
Yeah, not good.
It's grim. It's very grim.
You've been watching it and everything?
No, I'm going to the movies this weekend. Date night.
Going to see Heretic?
Yes.
Is it good? I know you. Like.
Carrie just told me we're going to the movies. We're going to see that.
Hugh Grant horror movie.
She said we're going to see that movie. And these are her words. With that English guy who's charmingly befuddled. I'm like, Hugh Grant? She's like, yeah. And I was like, great.
That English guy from the masterpiece Paddington 2.
Yes, of course. Yeah. Is it supposed to be good?
It's supposed to be quite good, yeah. It's kind of a, how would you say, a heady horror movie. Lots of themes. He's supposed to be very good in it.
Yeah, he's had a great second wind, isn't he?
Ah, it's amazing, his career.
He's funny as well. Like, he could do comedy easily as well.
I mean, that was his first act, you know, romantic comedy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I suppose it was, yeah.
But I know what you mean, that he can, like...
Now he's kind of switched it up to his, like, straight up, like, him to camera is really funny.
Yeah, well, you know, like, he's a bit of a crank, and he has no qualms about telling anybody that. Yeah, yeah. You know, he's no qualms about telling anybody that, but, like, he kind of owns it and embellishes it a little bit, you know? So yeah, it's kind of like, you're like, oh, it's Hugh Grant, you know? I tell you, like, that Paddington 2 did absolute wonders for his career. Mm. I think he was nominated for a BAFTA.
Oh, wow.
For his performance in it.
Did you see Paddington in Peru or whatever the fuck it is?
I haven't. I don't... Bonnie's not a huge fan of the Paddington movies. Mm. Can't really get her to...
That'll be one for you. Yeah. Me and you alone.
I mean,
but you kind of got to wait for the kids to grow up.
Yeah,
really,
like, you know, I'll watch it when it comes to streaming. Me and Faye, I'll watch it. I'll cry. I would,
no
anytime,
doubt.
And any time, as soon as Paddington comes on the screen, I'm like, oh, Paddington! Oh no, poor is like a aunt.
Here,
Uncle Pazuzu is gone.
Excuse me?
Yeah, you know.
I'm hearing a lot of. I'm getting slightly change the topic. I'm hearing a lot of love for Penguin. Are you still?
It's on my list.
Are you still dead set, or have you done a bit of a 180?
No, I stuck with it. First two were rough. Two episodes. When we were talking,
yeah,
it was after episode two, and I was like, I don't know if I can stick this. And then episode three was a lot better.
Yeah.
Episode four was very, very good. And then the back half of the season was kind of consistently good. The finale's great.
Right.
So
So were you
happy?
Were you annoyed that you're like, I can't believe I logged my opinion and I actually like it now. I got to get back on
mic. I don't mind that. Like, it's in my book to talk about it today. Because, yeah, I think it got way less cartoony.
Yeah.
Like, it felt like they were playing dress up. That's what I was saying last time, where everybody's pretending to be these gangsters.
Yeah,
and I'm like, And then I was like, maybe that's the point. Because they kind of go out of it fairly shortly afterwards. And I was like, oh, now, like, Colin Farrell, his performance is up and down for me.
Right.
He's good.
Yeah.
But there's times where it's like, we're talking about Boyds. What are we? Yeah. We're talking about Boyds here. Like,
do you think that because you're also Irish, that you're listening out a little bit? You know what I mean?
No, but it's like this kind of like James Cagney kind of like, you know, hey, ma.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of 40s gangster.
Yeah, so you got a wise guy, yeah?
Yeah, but like, yeah, a little bit like that. Mm. But he's putting, it's a funny accent.
He's putting a bit too much stank on it.
Yeah, and like my whole thing was like in the Batman, he's in it, you know, sparingly enough.
Colin Farrell as the
Penguin.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, he's in the Robert Pattinson, the Batman movie. And he was very good in it. He kind of steals a lot of the scenes in it. And I was like, I like that amount. A whole 8 episodes.
Yeah.
It's up and down. He's good. The characterization and the writing for the character is very good.
Right.
The woman who plays the mother from How I Met Your Mother, the titular mother, is...
Got it in.
Christina Milioti. She's very good in it. It goes in a way that I wasn't really expecting.
Ooh.
But I was very...
just noticed.
Same at the end.
Oh, okay.
So I was very happy with it. I have to say, it's good TV. I would recommend you.
I'd be
give
into
it a
it.
Go.
What's it on? Apple or something?
Now TV.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I have it. Hey, did you bring back my Chromecast?
Oh, it's at home. Yeah.
Okay. Don't worry about it.
You have my Chromecast.
Do I? Oh, yeah. No, I want my one back.
Yeah, I want my one back. So how about we do a little swap?
Fine. You give me mine back first.
Okay, I'll expect mine circa Christmas 2025. So that's good. I also finished Twin Peaks The Return.
And? Still bash shit?
The show is incredible. I will say that. I think this... And that's not a word I throw around a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know why. I can't put my finger on why I think it's so good. Because if I spell it out to you, it's like...
That doesn't sound good at all.
Pretty much. There's stories that go nowhere. And it's like, is that the end of that story? Who's that girl that showed up for one scene? And then somebody possibly killed themselves and you never see them again?
Mm.
Or, you know, stuff like that. It's so well done that I'm like, oh, wow.
Is it like one of those things like... when you're talking to someone, you know, that old expression where it's like, you don't remember what people say, but you do remember how they made you feel.
Kind of.
Is that like a TV show equivalent?
There's a bit in it where I'm like, I have no real context for the backstory of these two particular characters. I kind of knew, just, and then it's like, they end up, and they're older, and they end up like getting together, and like this like romantic 50s music swells, and I was like, I'm gonna start fucking crying here, like, you know. I'm like why am I so affected by this? I have no backstory to it. They kind of like, if I'd watched the first two seasons,
yeah,
it probably would all be there, but like this is so affecting. Or there's bits in it at the end where I'm like, there's a character in it, I'm not gonna spoil it for anybody who's listening and wants to maybe take the journey, but there's a character in it who in the return acts completely differently to the first two seasons. There's 18 episodes. For 15 or 16 of those episodes, he is like completely different performance.
Uh-huh.
And then in episode 16, something happens and it reverts back to the old way. Like a switch is flicked. And when that happens, I was like, I don't know. Like, you know, I've no real investment in the old guy.
Yeah.
But when it happened, I was like, fucking like fist in the air. I was like, yeah, like he's back. I can't believe he's back. And then I was like, why am I so psyched that he's back to normal? You know,
but is it like a mind fuck sort of show?
Yeah, there's parts of it where like I'm like, what is that? Like, you know what I mean? Like I was talking about, it's like, well, what the hell is that thing? And then it just kind of disappears and you're like, maybe it'll come back.
What the hell was that? Yeah.
Like the last episode, I'm like, I was looking at, like, it's like 15 minutes on the clock, and I was like, doesn't look like they're going to wrap this up. Like, come on. And then, like, it gets to the end, and it was like this thing where it's just like somebody lets out like a giant scream, and it's like, ah. And then, like, they're outside a house, and everything goes to black. And then I was like, is that it? And that's it. And they're not making any more episodes. And then I was like, like, I kind of knew.
Do you know what I think it is that why you liked it? Because I think it challenged you.
But that's it.
You know what I mean?
That's it. I do like that. And like when the ending happened, I was like, the 5 minutes beforehand, I was like, this isn't going the way you think you want it. You know what I mean? It's not. And it's like, and the way the character wants it to go, like, he's like, I have to bring you to this place and then everything will be fine. And then I'm like, I don't think everything's going to be fine, man.
Yeah.
And then it kind of ends like that and you're like, oh, okay. Like, it's kind of a downer ending. As opposed, and it was like episode 17 and 18. So 17 is like, they do this.
17, 18.
It's fucking great though, man. I'm like, man, when was the last time you invested
in a season with that
like 18 hours. And I'm like,
which one's an hour?
Yeah, 50 minutes or so. Oof. But I was like, not since like The Lost? Sopranos. Yeah, Lost was 45 minutes, 24 episodes or whatever.
Yeah,
like.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I'm glad that it was like a one-off parcel of things.
Yeah.
And like episode 17, it seemed to me like, oh, this is like the real happy, good ending. And then 18 is like,
let's do the depressed ending.
It's like, this, nobody's going to want this ending. Yeah, like, you know what I mean? And like,
it's mad, isn't it, that like you can like get so emotional over something that you're not quite even,
but I'm like, why,
have a grasp on it.
Why is this, what trick are they playing on me? Like, you know,
it's a, you know what, like, I think I've said it to you on the podcast before, but Tony had a great point of like, you know, like if you hear a song that you hate at the start and then you hear it a few times and then you're like, oh, I actually love this now. And he's like, that's your brain changing. Because you, at first you're like, I don't recognize this. I don't know, like, what is this? And then eventually your brain gets used to it. And you're like, oh, this is a new thing that I haven't heard before. Like, this is great. Whereas, like, if you like a song right off the bat, I find that I kind of go off it very quick. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Now, like maybe it's different with, like, movies and TV. But certainly in music, I find, like, ones that take me a bit longer to get to last years, where versus if I'm like straight away, I'm like oh this is brilliant, and then like I'll overplay it within like a week or two, you know what I mean? Like, it's a weird thing.
I think as I've gotten older, I kind of know what I like, and then sometimes I'm pleasantly surprised when it's like, oh
yeah, that's it.
No. Like, I didn't think I had this in me. Almost, like, you know, I didn't think I had this in me to like like that.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Also, why do we
electronic or whatever, like, you know?
Why do we get so much more emotional the older we get as well?
I think it's because of your life experience. Like, you know,
I don't cry a lot, but like I can cry very easily while watching or listening to something or thinking about something if I want to, or what, you know what I mean?
I think part of it is we're older, we have more memories. We're a bit more like nostalgic for things. Also, we both have young children.
Maybe that's
and like that informs everything. That, like, you know, like I was watching a movie with Bonnie yesterday. Tremendous movie called Robot Dreams.
Right? Oh, okay.
It's an animated movie with no talking in it. And it's about a dog who lives in New York City.
Yeah.
All the characters in it are animals, but they use a microwave, they watch TV, you know.
Right, there's no talking.
No talking. And he's lonely. This dog is lonely. Like, every night he has a frozen macaroni meal. He plays Pong by himself.
A new ball, did you?
No, but the thing is, buys a robot as a friend.
Yeah.
And he's teaching the robot how to do stuff. And the robot is, like, so innocent. And he's ooh, like. And they go to the park and they put on a pair of roller skates and they play September by Earth, Wind, and Fire. And the dog, who's been very sad for most of this, and, like, he seems happier when he has the robot.
Yeah.
You know, he's showing him all these things. But he seems so happy when they're, like, skating around and they have a crowd and Earth, Wind, and Fire is playing. And I was like, I'm going to start bawling here. And then I was like, every time the song comes on a few more times. And every time I heard it, it was like a trigger for me to be like, oh, my God. Like, whereas... like Earth, Wind, and Fire, September used to be my alarm, and I'd wake up and I'd be like, you know, wake me up in a great mood. And now I'm like, am I gonna fucking cry every time I hear this song now? Is this gonna trigger me and that voice and that dog and the robot? Like,
yeah, you just think about it.
I'm like, oh.
Do you know what I find when you set a song that you like as your alarm? I stopped doing that years ago because I end up hating it.
Yeah, I haven't done it. I
associated with, like, I
don't know if I can do it with my new phone.
I think you can.
Probably can't, maybe. But I probably have to download the song.
Yeah,
like, you know
or
what I mean?
Like, I wouldn't trust Spotify or something.
We had it all with fucking flip phones or whatever like that. Like,
we had it all.
I had the kind of
flip phone. Had it all, Terry. We had it all in about, I want to say 2003.
No, I think 2000.
We could have stopped then.
2007, 2008.
Throw in the smartphone though. No. 2008.
I had a flip phone.
Oh, 2009 was the iPod.
Yeah, so like. You
2008.
Know, 2007. Like, I had a fucking. I don't know if it was a Motorola. Maybe it was a Samsung flip. And you could have. Like, my ringtone was like Someday by The Strokes.
Oh, yeah.
And I would just be like. Dun, 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 like,
yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, but like everybody would hear it and like, oh, nice job. I'm like, thanks, man. And
yeah,
like,
yeah,
but
yeah.
That was it. You could send a picture message.
Yeah.
You could browse, but it would take forever. You're like, why not bother? And I have my laptop here or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
And you had a PS3. You had a Switch.
I skipped the 3 now, but I had...
We had a 3, I think, in the house where we lived
in. A Wii?
Not a Switch. A Wii. And we had an Xbox.
Yeah.
Not one.
360. Yeah.
Probably about, like, you know.
That's plenty.
You know.
Before you started to be able to just access the internet when you're out. I remember that was a big, like, I can download Facebook and go on Facebook while I'm out on the bus. Like, no way.
Yeah.
Like, when you could go home and open up Bebo or whatever it was.
Gotta go home and update my top 16.
Yeah. I like how he spoke to me today. I'm going to take him out of my top 16.
What do you got? Is your Flashbox?
Huh?
Your Flashbox. What have you got?
Oh yeah, what's the Flashbox?
It was like a video when you log onto your page, you press play, and it was like,
but like stuff like that.
Cartman doing shit or whatever.
Oh
like.
Yeah. Like I just find stuff like that as like if we could have cut it there. Yeah. And I feel like since then this is so, like all man yells a cloud. Things have just gotten progressively worse in nearly every department of just general culture.
I was out with a friend. I have a couple of friends, and I was out I was talking to Sean Harnett.
Yeah.
And I was telling him about Bo Burnham.
Oh yeah.
Inside. And he's like, I've never heard of it. I was like, it's just sitting there on Netflix. Just go watch it.
What an absolute gold mine.
And just when you're talking about that, I'm like immediately thinking of Welcome to the Internet.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, it's a trap. It's a trap we made for ourselves.
Yeah.
Or that the internet has made for us.
Yeah.
That like There's no escape.
We just want your... There is no way...
Yeah, you cannot escape us.
If there's... What is the line? If there's nothing for you, you be the first. Or yeah. Something like that. And actually, speaking of Bo Burnham, I know I'm kind of jumping all over, but Problematic came on in the car when I was with... And it's on my workout playlist.
Oh, man, I used to go for the first song in the jog.
Yeah, like, yeah. It's fucking brilliant. And I was saying to Kerry, I was like, this is so... Like, this is... Like, what makes this even funnier is how good it is.
Yeah.
And Kerry was even like, she's like, I might listen to an album and maybe one out of those out of all those songs will be like, oh, I'll play that a lot. Whereas like Bo Burnham is like 8 out of 10, where I'm like, this is...
Like every one of them.
I mean, I would say 10. Yeah. Eight for her is pretty good. But you know, stuff like that where it's like, it's no business. Or like from the Make Happy, where we both love that one at the end, you know, the Kanye West thing.
And the Pringles came.
So good. Just so good. And like, but like, it's so, like, and it's completely changed. Like, that was talking to change in your mind. Like, I didn't like musical comedy. Notoriously hated musical comedy.
Trying for years, pushing and then when that boulder up the hill.
And then when you were telling me to watch it, I was like, by the third song, I'm like, oh, is this going to be all songs? Or, you know, like, I wasn't even listening to it, really. I was like, where's the jokes? Like, he looks cool. Yeah. Like, where's the jokes?
And it's amazingly put together. Yeah. But the jokes are in there.
Yeah. And then I was like...
I was, like, looking to share something. I was like, watch this and you'll enjoy it. And I was like, which one do I choose? And then it was like, there's ones that are, like, official YouTube ones.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't send them Welcome to the Internet because that might scare them off. Mm. You know?
What'd you send them?
I sent the FaceTime with my mom.
Wow. Really? Like, that's the worst one.
But like, it's also a good one to like ease into because it's like, it's a catchy tune and it's like, you know.
I'm trying to think what I said.
I was like.
It's a bold strategy, Con. I'll tell you that.
Like, even I was like, gee, it's still so fucking good. It would be low down on my order.
Yeah.
But it's still so fucking good. Like, you know. She'll hold her iPhone no further than 6 inches from the screen.
I think Welcome to the Internet would have been...
I sent it to somebody before and they're like, well, that was fucked up. And I was like, okay, no problem.
Not for you.
Yeah, no
Even
problem.
Content or something. Like,
yeah, but it wasn't there. You know, it was like, if I wanted to send the YouTube video, choice. It would have been like one of those four quadrant things.
Yeah.
Whereas like from the Netflix official account.
Oh, okay.
You know, it was, or like All Eyes Are on Me and I'm like... Doesn't really,
I wouldn't start with that. It's amazing.
You gotta build up to that. Yeah. You gotta watch it. That's the crescendo. Like, that's the whole point of the thing.
Exactly.
Folks, if you like hearing us talking about this, we did a whole episode on our Patreon during the pandemic, I think.
Yeah, on
Again,
Inside.
Low, low fee. €5 a month.
Hey, speaking of music.
Yeah.
Shall we segue seamlessly into
our... segue, Seymour.
into
a top five.
Great suggestion. Yeah. I had a lot of fun thinking about this. So we'll go through the songs.
I have a bunch of discards. Too many. Like,
I'll say off the bat, I don't have any Ringo songs.
I don't have any Ringo songs either.
All I know is the opening salvo there that you were talking about.
You don't know Photograph
easy.
Either?
Not really. Oh, I've heard it a couple of times, but it didn't do much for me. He does a version of It Don't Come Easy, or he does It Don't Come Easy at the concert of Bangladesh. That was when I heard it.
Mm-hmm. I remember from The Simpsons. When the Ringo Starr episode, where it's like Homer's trying to lose weight and Marge is painting him.
Forgive the lightness of my reply. That was a bad idea.
You look tops.
But you know what? I feel like I actively dislike Ringo now.
I like him
now.
Man.
Like,
why?
Like, 80-year-old Ringo. No, like, first of all, he's hawking his shite art at a ridiculous, like, tens of thousands.
Not aware. Oh, right.
I seen a thing, Limmy browsing his website once on his Twitch screen, and I'm like, hit the fucking balls on him selling this. And I also said, like, when he stopped replying to the fan letter, that was the best one. Because he's like, I can't reply anymore. It's just too much. Peace and love. I can't reply. So just don't send me anymore. You won't get a reply. Peace and love.
Like, he's, Partridge,
yeah, like he's still trying to be like, peace and love and all this, but like, he's annoyed. Yeah. It's just like, old man. Like, it was so funny. So I don't have Ringo. I'll say that.
I mean, he needs to make money somehow, you know. He doesn't have any of the rights to his music.
Doing just fine.
Michael Jackson bought it all, didn't he?
I think they got it back.
Did they?
I don't know.
So you should know this.
I should, really.
Yeah. Okay, do you want to go with your number five first?
I'll go with my number five.
Yeah.
It's a George number.
Ooh.
And I tell you, do you know, it's one thing to get like each one's top three, but then I'm like, but where does it rank overall? Mm. You know what I mean? So this the one I've gone with is What Is Life.
Great. I mean, it almost made my top five. I'm like,
and there were so many discards. I love so many George songs, but What Is Life just makes me, just as soon as it comes on, it just makes you happy.
That opening,
and it's just so uplifting, and it's just a feel good. The brass, and it's just, even the verses. I just loved it. Like, you know, I could have said Got My Mind Set on You, but it doesn't really hit me.
I also used to be my ringtone on that special phone I had.
Oh, yeah. I'm a huge fan of other ones like All Things Must Pass and stuff, but it's a little bit of a, you know, slower one. But like, whenever it comes on, I never skip it. You know, I like it. But yeah, anyway. What Is Life?
It's a great tune. It was I had it on the list, and then like I was listening to stuff. I'm like, I'm gonna have to move it out. George, like, it could be top five. George, you know what I mean? It could be a top five Paul.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, easily.
Number five for me could be a top five Wings. Like, yeah, so Wings. I assume we're including.
I have a Wings.
Yeah. Top five Wings, it could have been. I unabashedly love Wings.
Like, they're only the band the Beatles could have been.
Kind of. No. It's the best. Personally,
yeah.
And this is a controversial statement.
Go on.
It's the best music that any of them have ever done post Beatles.
Well,
I think.
No.
For me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So number five for me is Jet.
I was so close to it. Down.
I mean, like, listen to that, like.
Boom.
Like, what I like about Paul as he left the Beatles, like, obviously they did some crazy stuff with the Beatles and were experimenting.
Yeah.
But, like, I like that he kept pushing it.
Yeah.
And, like, he's like, I'm going to use a theremin in this song.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I'm like, oh, that's pretty fucking incredible.
Yeah.
You know what
I
mean? Like, and was able to, you know, still have them be big hits and still get money. And, like, with Jet, exactly what you're saying there is like that, like, bow. Now, I'm like, am I revving up something? Am I about to, like...
Because that's the thing. You think you're revving up, and then it kind of goes back down. Down. And then it goes, boom, again. You're like, where am I?
Yeah, it's so fucking good, man. Like, Jet.
Is that about, like, the suffragette movement or something?
Suffragette.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
And then, like, like you say, it just... Wings. they have... It's like they threw the form book out the window at times.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, oh, wait, like you said, like you're like, where am I? You know, like this isn't how.
This isn't what I was expecting.
Yeah. But I love the ride that I've been taken on.
Yeah.
And
like Twin Peaks.
Yeah, absolutely. You might say they're the Twin Peaks of Beatles music.
That's what they're called. That's what people know them as.
They are the Twin Peaks of Beatles music post 1969.
Wings. great choice.
I love it.
I was just so close.
There's a few Wing songs that you're like, this is just really, really well done.
Yeah.
Popular music.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
And it has endured.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I'm not familiar with Wings really at all. Which,
wait for the ride home, buddy.
Oh. But I will say, for my number four, I have Band on the Run.
You talk about form.
What I like about it, do you know what? Like, I love any song that has a change up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where it changes the timing, changes. And I get it, like, they did it with the Beatles, and sometimes it's like, I've got three little bits of songs and I don't know what to do with, I'll stick them all together. But the way they put them all together, and like, every time the opening thing from Band on the Run, like, like, when it comes on the radio, I'm like, oh, yes!
It's a weird, like, this is my number three.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So, but like, it's a weird thing that it's like, it's a very radio friendly song. Very. But almost shouldn't be.
Yeah.
Because the, like, the things you're saying, where it's like, we start off nice and like slow, and then it's like that, like,
yeah.
Well, the rain exploded. Yeah, yeah. Heavy. You're like, whoa.
It's just, and
oh,
then,
oh, you're having fun.
And I assume it's like about the Beatles. Is it? Or is it about them?
I don't know.
Wings?
I think it's about, because it's like they're stuck inside these four walls.
That's what I thought. Like,
you know,
it's about the
breaking out of prison. So I don't know if it's about like him breaking out of the prison that was the Beatles.
Maybe.
And like, this is new life.
I always equate,
I mean, that's
this
just
to,
me pulling shit out
no,
of my
no,
arse.
No, but that's
like,
it's up, open to interpretation. Yeah. I was kind of always thought, because they used to say in the anthology and stuff that like the only bit of peace that we got was when in the hotel room when we'd go into the bathroom and close the door.
Right.
And like, that was the only time that we'd get.
How mental.
That's the thing. So it's like stuck inside these four walls, and like, they're always just running out the hotel, into the car, out the car, into another hotel, and onto a plane. So that was what made me think.
100%. Like, that's
about,
a
like, the
very
Beatles,
valid reason.
You know? So it's like, of just like, and like, I hope you're having fun. Of like, everyone assumes it must be great, but like, that sounds terrible.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Great tune. And like you say, that's, if you try to examine it, I'm like, it just shouldn't work.
Yeah.
And yet everybody you talk to, it's like, it's a fucking great tune.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
and then, so that was, if that's your number three, what's your number four?
My number four is a George. And it is, Isn't It a Pity?
Ooh, yes,
and
Terry.
I stumbled across this listening to a true crime podcast.
Ooh.
Years ago, when we were first making our Garbage Patrol playlist,
yeah.
And I remember I put it on, and I was out at a wine, before I had kids, I was out at the wine tasting, and you sent me a message being like, fucking yes, Terry, like a screenshot of you listening to it.
Forgetting to give back, isn't it a pity?
And I was like, I put it on that morning. I'd listened to a true crime podcast. I can't even remember the name of it, but it was like, the suspect in mention was named George Harrison. And they played like a 20-second clip of Isn't It a Pity. And I was like, what is this?
That?
Like,
yeah.
You know? And like, then I went and listened to the whole, I'd listened to the album before, the All Things Must Pass.
Yeah.
But I guess I just missed it, or like hadn't really made
it. It's a triple album, to be fair.
Yeah, it's huge. Like, so, but it hadn't really made that big an impression on me. But like, I don't know. It's just, there's something about it that is like melancholy. It kind of seems like doomed from the start.
Yeah.
But then like the break into the signature George, where he's like, you know, he's taking the guitar really high, like, yeah. You know, like, yeah, you're like, oh. Yeah,
yeah. And then, like, I like, is this, like, you hear this too at the end, it kind of turns into Hey Jude, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Right. I wasn't sure if I imagined that every time.
It does.
I'm actually hearing them say Hey Jude in the background while he's doing it, Isn't It a Pity Over It or something. Yeah. I can't tell.
I don't know if they're saying it, but it, you can
feel it. I don't
know if
I'm just mentally hearing it, you know, but it's not actually.
But it kind of reminds me, in the same way that, like, All You Need Is Love.
Yeah, yeah.
It turns into, like, She Loves You.
Yeah.
Like, there's that, like, that feeling over there. That's like, we're just going to sneak a little bit of something else in there.
A little old school in there at the end. I love Isn't It a Pity? Yeah, it's great.
And it's one that, like, you know, it's not. The lyrics as well, like, you know, like.
Yeah.
You know, isn't it a pity? Isn't it a shame? Yeah, like. Yeah, it kind of feels distorted or something.
Yeah.
Like Dark Side George. You know what I mean? But like in the best possible way.
Wait, it's a weird one with like All Things Must Pass, because it's like it's a brilliant album, and like George apparently was like the first one to have success post Beatles. Like,
yeah, I found that weird to reckon with.
Yeah, like My Sweet Lord was a massive hit and like all this. And like I wonder, because for me with George, there's a stark drop off after All Things Must Pass.
But like, if you were talking about,
if he'd have made it like three albums, I think it was like one of those things where it's like, I have so many songs that aren't getting seen to. I'm going to show everyone how I've got a triple album coming out of all the songs that I've wanted to do and wasn't able to
for 15 years or whatever.
Yeah,
like,
and so I wonder, would it have been a better retrospectively to just release one every year or something,
like,
you know?
If you look at, like, and it's, there's no indication of the work, but like the album for that has, like, I can't remember the name of it, with Got My Heart Set on You, I got my mind set on you.
Oh yeah.
But like the
Cloud 9.
Yes, Cloud 9. And the album art for that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, like giant silver Marty McFly in Back to the Future 2 sunglasses.
His album.
Perm. Like paint, a purple, like shiny jacket. I'm like,
what is that?
I'm like,
Terry,
you should be holding a keytar.
Terry,
like,
his album covers are a fucking disgrace.
All Things Must Pass is
a classic. Yeah. That's the absolute classic. Brilliant. But there's another one where he's just sitting in front of a mini with like a bucket hat or something. Like, it's so, and like so bad, like no thought went into this, or seemingly.
But it
no
just
thought.
It just gives off the air of like, oh, like there's this brilliance here, and now it's like, well, that's naff.
Yeah,
and everything
is naff
about it. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it was
cheap or something in comparison.
I think it was like drugs as well, and like his voice started to go. Like, you can kind of hear it gets a bit raspy in the late '70s and all this sort of stuff. And then the Got My Mind Set on You was like late '80s, like a mad comeback.
87, I think it was.
Yeah,
but like that period in between, All Things Must Pass and that, like 15 years, I'm like, you know, it's not. I'm like, I'll go back and listen to them. I'm like, oh, what? No.
I almost really don't. Like, there's a couple of songs that I will listen to post All Things Must
Pass.
And
they don't have Bangladesh on Spotify.
No. Now, finally, the concert for Bangladesh is on Spotify.
All right.
And so the live version is on. I've been waiting years for that to come on. It's very good. But yeah, I was considering Bangladesh as my George, like, little number at number 4.
Banger-like.
Yeah, fucking, I mean, amazing. Yeah. Right, number 3.
Yeah, for you. Mine's already out there.
Number 3 for me is number 9, Dream, from John Lennon. Now, you're going to wince at a couple of these ones that I've got coming up, I'll tell you. Every time it comes on, I love the intro. It's mad, like, ethereal, sort of like.
So long ago, was it?
I gave it a listen today, to be honest, on the way.
You're like, ugh.
I don't like it.
I love it. But you know what? Like, it was really hard for me to narrow. If I'm being honest, it was very hard for me to narrow the John songs. Because John, like, if I'm ranking all of the Beatles' songs, John's songs are probably the first 12. And then,
this is where we mean you differ.
I know, because I know you're different. A Paul's man.
I'm Paul and George, like,
hey,
you know.
Hey, don't get me wrong. Yeah. I love them, but John's post-Beatles songs hit me way harder than any of the others, I will say. Right in the feels. But again, closer to the breakup than further. You know what I mean? Like, so, like, 70, 71.
You don't Stand By Me on it?
I don't have Stand By Me. But then in 1980, like, the Just Like Starting Over is, like, one of my favorite John songs.
It's fine.
So, like, so can I ask you, like, with John in general, or post-Beatles especially, do you not really fuck with much of his stuff?
I was just going to say I don't fuck. I'll tell you now. I have no John on this list.
Ah, Terry. No
John. I had to be true to me.
I was going
to
go, no, 100%. Yeah. I was going to go all John.
I mean, you will within your rights, my friend.
I should have done it.
I'm
out of respect for George and Paul, I had to get one in on each of them.
I was going through and I'm like, which one do I want to put on? Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't like any of his. I like them. They're obviously very good songs.
Yeah.
But I don't like them any more than the 5 songs I'm picking.
Yeah.
And I had
one
slot left. And I was like, are any of these songs, do I like any of these songs better than Jet? And the answer was no, I don't. I like them. They're very good, you know. But I'm like, I'm not gonna put on Instant Karma ahead of Jet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
Instant Karma didn't make
like, but like even Imagine or something, you know, is big one. I'm like,
I actually hate that song.
So played. You know, it's so.
Okay, well, that's fair.
I was gonna wait till the end.
I was also gonna wait till the end, but anyway. Number 9, Dream. I love it. I love the sound of it. I love his voice in it. I just love it. So
okay,
boom.
All right,
number 2
for me.
Yeah,
it's George again. It's My Sweet Lord.
Ooh, doggy.
And what can I say? Every time I hear that start.
Down, down, down,
and
down,
then, you
down,
know, down, 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 down. I'm like,
yeah, it's classic.
Just
it's classic.
Get a warm glow, warm, fuzzy feeling.
When the hallelujahs start coming in as well, you're like, oh, here, now we're cooking. Yeah. And when the drum, the best part is when he's like, I really want to see you. And then the drums start coming in. Then you're awake.
It actually feels like I'm about to like float away. You know what I mean? Like I'm on a magic carpet or something.
Yeah.
Like, that's weird. That's weird now that I said that.
Why?
Because I've just popped into my head there in Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
There's a magic carpet?
It's not a magic. It's like something. They're like floating through all these fields.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like a. Maybe there is a spaceship. But they're seeing all this stuff. And My Sweet Lord is playing. And I'm like, oh, man. That's funny how your brain works.
Yeah.
Heavy.
Yeah.
Major Mondo heavy. But I just, it's, I can't, you know, I just have an image in my mind of me like 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Summer's evening, like having a drink, smoking joint, listening to that and just being
this is great.
Like, you know?
Yeah.
It's
quality.
Even I don't know if it's tambourine or if it's like the cymbals or something in it, but it just feels like a spell.
Yeah, you know, like
You're doing happy spell.
It doesn't bother you at all, the lawsuit thing with it and all that?
No, I know it's a cover or whatever like that, you know, somebody else's song first, but like, that doesn't bother me, honestly.
It doesn't bother me at all. When I hear the two, I'm like, yeah, it is similar. I think it was eventually went down to like unconscious infringement or something was the word.
Like, that's the same with like Stairway to Heaven. There's a whole lawsuit that was just done with that, like, and like it doesn't, like, Stairway to Heaven's incredible. I'm not gonna be like, well, I hate it now because of that. Was it Radiohead? I don't know if it was Creep and the Hollies. The Hollies sued for Air That I Breathe. Was it Creep? I can imagine Graham Nash.
Yeah.
Give me my fucking money.
No, I'm sorry, Graham. It's too fucking late. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you.
David Craig's like, Jesus.
Jesus, man. Oh, great.
That's my number two. I love it.
I love it. I mean, it makes it undeniable.
My favorite Beatles song when we did it was Something. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's, you know, that this is like a
post Beatles
sequel something. Sequel to yeah. that, like, you know
it
what I mean?
It's like a sequel, yeah. Okay, I'm going to go with number two.
Yeah.
Another John joint. I'm going to go with God.
Mr. God.
Well, Mr. God. I'm going to go with God because I think it's...
I was not expecting these to be the Johns that you're pulling from the Rolodex.
Not really me either, to be honest. But when I was listening back, I was like, God, I mean, God is really... It is actually one of my favorite John songs because it's so, you know, it's the whole I don't believe in this, I don't believe in that. But just, it's so personal. And I think that's why I like John's stuff more than Paul's. After the Beatles is because Paul for me was like a little bit like more poppy and a bit like, I don't want to say safe because that's an insult, but like John would, like, the opening line in this song is like, God is a concept by which we measure our pain. Now you could take that and just be like, fuck off.
That's
right?
How I take
it.
That's how I take
it. And I get that as well, but just the fact that like he's I don't want to say brave because I feel like an arsehole, but like he's brave enough to say this in a song after he was a Beatle and all this. I just really like how personal his songs are. And then the end where he's saying, I was the walrus, but now I'm John. I'm like, oh, that makes me well up right there. I don't believe in Beatles. I just believe in me. And I love it. So
there's nothing. Look, they just don't connect with me. Yeah. You know the way. This is where me and you differ as well when it comes to like why we like stuff. Like,
yeah,
there's like two schools of me for music that is really affected.
Yeah,
is like a song that's a story.
Yeah,
I think is brilliant. Or
fiction.
I love fiction.
Yeah, like you like fiction, and I hate fiction. Yeah, and I only want to know about what the singer is going through. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I don't care as much about some fictitious person you know.
But they use the fiction to tell the story that is part of their thing, like, you know.
Yeah, like, I won't connect.
Like, no, I get you. Like, I'm all about a story and imagery and stuff like that. Like, that's the big thing that connects for me with music.
Yeah.
Obviously, and the music itself.
And the music has to be good, yeah.
Like, obviously, that's a bonus. If it's but, like, that's why I love, like, you always laugh when I say this, but, like, Paul McCartney and, like, Neil Hannon, like, are, like, very, to me, similar, that, like, they will tell stories in their songs,
yeah,
but the stories will have a meaning of, like, this is about how a parent can't communicate with their child, or this, you know, that kind of stuff.
Like, she's leaving home, or something like that.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, like, you know, there's a song that Divine Comedy do called The Happy Goth, and it's, like, it's a real poppy song, and it's, like, you know, but on the inside, she's a happy goth. And, like, it's like, don't worry, Dad, don't worry, Mom. The hours that I spent alone are the best I've ever had. It's like, that's what she'd say if she ever spoke to you. Right. You're like, man. But it's like, a real, like, jaunty song. And it's like, but it's something she will never do.
That is, I think, the difference. Yeah. I will still like those songs, but they won't.
They hit me that way that I'm like, ooh. Hit me, they're like, you're able to...
You're able to piece all that together.
Yeah, it's like you're able to make...
Tell the story.
Yeah, a little, you know, short story that, like, also...
In song form.
Yeah, exactly. you know? It's the most basic shit, like...
But what's do you have... That was your number two, was it?
So, like, my number one, it's More Wings.
Is it Band on the Run?
No, it was my number three.
Oh yeah, okay.
And this is the other category of song that I love, that it's like you just cut through all the bullshit and you tell me how you're feeling.
Yeah. Maybe I'm amazed.
No. Let Me Roll It.
Wow, really?
And it's like,
that's your favorite post Beatles song.
Yeah, I fucking because
I don't know it as well, actually, man, to have that reaction. Just
You know, again, it's like form. Broken form or whatever, where it's and it's like the lyric, like, I can't tell you how I feel. My heart is like a wheel. Let me roll it. Let me roll it to you. And I'm like,
I always thought it was to do with rolling joints. Yeah, let me roll it. You don't know what you're doing. It's a Beatle.
It's like, you're like, oh, we're back to the start again, you know?
Is there timing change ups in that one as well?
Not quite. It's kind of just, it's almost like the, like you say, you think it's going to go to the next thing and it's just like, we're going to go back again and we go over.
Nice.
Yeah, it's fucking.
Look, I know, I'm not going to say anything bad about it. I like that. I did like the song. I wouldn't have thought.
It's my favorite. It's my favorite Wings song, and it's like when I was doing the list, I was like, I will listen to that and I'll blare it. Like,
yeah, it is a blaring song,
you know. And like, it certainly doesn't help that my man PTA used it for like Licorice Pizza.
There it is.
Nah, but like that made it like be like, oh, like the Vince McMahon meme.
I feel like if a song is in a movie for you, it elevates it to
putting my hands together.
Yeah, like yeah. You might have it in, you know, that like ranking system where there's like A, B, C, D, but then at the top there's like God tier or supreme tier.
Yeah.
I feel like for a song to be like that, like it has to have had an effect, being an affecting scene in a movie.
I mean,
you know, but also a song that you like. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like have an extra association. I was gonna say, like, you know, What Is Life is in Goodfellas.
Goodfellas,
like
yeah.
It's in like for like 10 seconds when he's having that crazy day. But I'm like, oh, there it is.
Yeah,
that's it. There, oh, there it is. You know, or like Atlantis by Donovan.
Ugh,
and I'm like, talking. I love Donovan. I think Donovan is like somebody as so a culture underrated. We don't talk about.
No, we don't.
And like, I'll put him on the car face. Like, who's this? And I'm like, it's Donovan. She's like,
get out.
Oh, she's like, oh, can we change it? I'm like, just listen to it, like, and it's like real, like we're driving along happy, and he's like, okay, that's pretty good. I'm like,
Mellow Yellow, Still Trying to Superman.
See, no, they're like, it's for rank. For rank amateurs.
I'm more saying for the initiation process.
Yeah.
What sort of stuff were you playing in the car?
Donovan.
Yeah.
Ricky Ticky Tacky Mongoose is gone.
Oh, I don't know that one.
Oh man, it's class. It's on. If you ever listen to Garbage Patrol 2.0, it's right there.
Hey,
right
I listen. I put a song on a couple of weeks ago.
Your yearly check-in. Sake. May I remind you, you were the one that wanted to start the
I know.
Playlist.
I don't like the songs you're putting on.
That's
right?
The point.
I keep skipping to my songs all the time.
You're supposed to learn from it. Like.
I know, but I'm so intolerant.
Yeah, I know. Some of this, and may I say, some of the stuff you put on, I'm like, what is this? Like,
what?
Let me please. Let me get one now.
The Japanese one?
No, I like that one.
Yeah, that was good, right?
Let me get one right
Lamp?
Now. I like Lamp, yeah. Lamp, I love Lamp. I love Lamp.
What did I put on?
There's one that I was like, like, this is not Andy at all, where it's like, well, you put the bakery on it.
Oh, what do you think of that?
I like it. It's fine.
I love it.
You know, there's, no, I think you'd stop putting them on. No, Paramore was good.
See?
I'm looking. At this point, I think you'd fucking stop putting stuff on. To be honest, it's all me here. I gotta go back. Maybe I got rid of it. I took it off.
What?
I took it off. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What? What was it?
Because I knew you weren't listening to it.
What was it?
I don't know. It was something that fucking bugged me. Yeah, it's gone.
I actually can't believe this. What do you mean you took it off?
I took it off.
What was it?
I don't know.
Must be a dream, that one?
No, I like that. That's still on it. It was something that it was like, something akin to like the Heavy. That kind of
what's the
stuff.
Heavy?
The Heavy are like the band, like, how you like me now? How you like me now?
Maybe it was a mistake.
Yeah, I put it on. I was like, ew, what's this? And it kept coming on. I'm like, you know what? He's not listening to it. I'm just going to take it off.
Oh, I got to figure that out. Anyway.
What's your number one?
Number one is another John.
Shocker.
And it is Mind Games.
Great show.
Great show. Every time it comes on, I'm like, oh, yes. And I'm actually surprised myself that this is number one, because I
thought it'd be on your list.
I was like, yeah, and I like
it'd
every
be
time
number one, but I thought it'd be on your list.
Yeah, I didn't think it'd be number one either, but I particularly the bit where, you know, it goes to, you know, yes is the end. You just can't be the You know what I like about it? Like, one, that's quite euphoric and all this. But what I like about it is, like, and it was only today when I was reading about it, because, like, when he met Yoko, it was in some art gallery. It was Yoko's art gallery or whatever, you know, avant-garde art or whatever. And he said there was one thing where there was the magnifying glass just hanging from a roof and there's a ladder. And so he went up the ladder and he got the magnifying glass and he looked at the ceiling and he said, and it just said yes on it. And he's like, and he really liked that because, like, if it was some sort of bullshit, he's like, I just liked how positive it was, like, yes, you know, or whatever. And that's what makes me think that's the line in the song where he's like, yes is the answer. But also, then it was like, this was recorded when he was at his last weekend when he wasn't with Yoko, but he's still writing about her, or, you know, stuff like that. I just thought that was like very, like, oh, like, he's still feeling it, or, you know, all this sort of stuff. But the song itself, I just love it. That's all I can say. I love as it progresses, I feel like it gets better every minute. And
do you remember we went to see that thing in the National Concert Hall with the orchestra?
Yeah.
The John Lennon music.
Yeah.
Wasn't that brilliant?
It was brilliant.
Because it was like, the last weekend or whatever, the little guy who was playing John narrating it or whatever.
Yeah,
like
that, yeah.
Like, and then seeing the orchestra play it. That was class,
wasn't it? Yeah. Do more stuff like that.
Yeah, absolutely. they're not around anymore. Like, Dublin's dead. So, okay, Mind Games, number one. I can't really contribute much. It's class.
I'll play the songs. People will hear.
Yeah.
You know.
Playing man.
Doing the man. But alternates?
I really like Ram. You know, like the...
Yeah, yeah.
Paul McCartney album.
Yeah.
Like Uncle Albert, I like.
Yeah.
I love Monkberry Moon Delight.
Oh, I don't know that one.
That's like weird. It's like.
I heard one on it.
Him being like, well, I went to the corner.
You know, like, that sort of like, well.
What would you call it? I Got a Feeling. Kind of voice.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was like,
that was yeah, no, that kind of voice.
Yeah. They do kind of put on mad voices. I notice John does it as well, post Beatles sometimes, where he's like, kind of goes, kind of gets all like that.
Hello, Kermit. I had A Beautiful Boy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lovely song.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it really is. A song that I had never heard before until a couple of years ago, How Do You Sleep?
Oh, and scathing.
I was like, ooh, yeah.
Good, isn't it?
Yeah. But it's like, I'm like, oh, like it's...
And George plays on that as well. George plays the guitar on it.
Bunch of bullies.
Retaliation. Paul did it first, apparently.
For what?
Some song on one of his albums that came before.
Yeah.
That was something to do
nobody ever talks about.
A pop at John and Yoko. But How Do You Sleep is fucking ruthless.
Yeah, like. And it's just like... I really like the kind of style. It's like... Almost like funky, you know, like, you know.
How do you sleep? That'd be the outro song, eh?
I mean,
yeah, we'll think about it.
Yeah, we got a bunch to choose from. Like,
I'll think about it. I will think about it. It's the one control I have.
Yeah, it's fine. You know, it wouldn't be. I guess we're going to play the other songs we talked about.
Yeah. I'm going to play that.
Yeah, and then I'm trying to think what other John ones I had on there.
Working Class Hero. I listened to recently. Do you know what I have to say? Like, and I know we talked about it previously, but I listened to Mother again.
Yeah.
And like, it's so...
I thought that'd be on your list.
I swear to God, like, I listened to it yesterday, and I was actually, like, this... I was saying to Kerry that we're doing that. She said that'd be her number one.
Would it be?
But I was listening to it, and like, oh my God, the end. Like, I was actually in the car on my way into Tesco, and I'm welling up how he's screaming, Mama don't go, Daddy come home. Because it's the most raw, like, singing, emotional singing that I think I've ever heard. And it's so simple. It's not trying to be clever. It's just... Daddy come home and you're just like, oh my God, and he's screaming it.
Line by Travel Wilburys.
Yeah. No, I like it. It's just stark.
Yeah. No, but it's like
the end of the line.
Yeah, it's like
Live and Let Die, Maybe I'm Amazed.
I mean,
which one of those don't you like?
I like them both. I like Live and Let Die a lot more.
Do you?
Yeah.
I don't quite like Live and
Let
Die.
Oh, really?
But I like Maybe I'm Amazed.
I love it where it's just like, talk about shifts, like.
That's what turns me off. When it gets to that part, I'm like, what is this?
It's a Bond song, of
score?
Yeah, it's a Bond song.
I guess.
Yeah. No,
it is actually. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I was considering, what's the George one? I was considering Wawa. Yeah.
I think there's too much going on in that.
Do you know why? Yeah. Phil Spector.
Yeah.
Because the fucking wall of sound that he's putting on it, and it's too...
Silly Love Songs by Wings as well. Or Love is Strange. Wings do a great version of Love is Strange as well.
I haven't heard it.
You know the Buddy Holly song though, like
Sedado.
It's like a Rasta-ish version. Ooh. Like
Mullah Kintyre on your list there?
No. As much money as it made him, and I'm glad he got his bag, it's not for me.
I was considering putting Say on it. I fucking love that song.
Yeah, it's quality, like.
But anyway,
we could go on.
Yeah. But I digress. Hey, fucking amazing t-shirt.
Thanks,
you got
man.
There. It looks class.
Yeah, turned out very well.
Is that the Daniel Day-Lewis Peachtree Dance Award for Best Line Reading?
It sure is, Andy. And
some designer you got there as well, huh?
Yeah, he's quite the artiste. Hey. And you can get it by clicking on our link in our Instagram bio for a low, low fee of...
What is it?
13 quid?
I actually don't know what it is.
13 quid plus shipping or something like that. Like,
but it looks fucking...
Like 20 quid, I'd say.
Something like that, altogether.
I'm very happy with it.
Looks great.
Fits well.
Is that a large?
It's a large.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, you know. So it's got room, you know.
Do you ever wear medium? We can't wear medium these days, can we?
I have mediums that I'm like, right, that's the goal, to get back into my medium t-shirts.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't even try to get into medium now.
It's a fool's errand. Right? I got to keep trying, like, you know what I mean? I have some mediums that like fit me 5 years ago.
Yeah.
That's my wedding weight. I'm like, will I ever get back down to my wedding weight?
Do you know what? I seen a clip of us only a year ago on the memories on Instagram, and we had considerably more weight than we both do.
Bloated. I think I'm probably the same weight that
just
I
distributed it better.
Oh, I don't know, man. There was like a phase of my life where I'm like, geez, I'm very like, I look like I've been drinking a lot. I think I was kind of drinking a couple of times a week, and feel like it's probably eating a lot of salty foods and stuff like that. That I just feel puffy in those videos. Puffy. Yeah. Whereas now I'm probably the same, roughly the same weight, but I don't feel
looks
as bloated. Yeah. I feel healthier. Put it that way.
You look healthier.
Thank you.
Thank you
very much.
You can find us. Terry alluded to our Instagram bio there. That handle is What's So Great About Pod, and you'll find clips. You'll find links to our Patreon. You'll find links to our merch, and also video podcasts. We're back on YouTube. Please give us a sub, and if you want to watch us, and we also have the video episodes up on Patreon now. It's like listening to us with your eyes. So yes, and the Patreon that I mentioned is low fee of €5 a month. You get to shape the podcast on the main feed, that's this one. You get early access to this one, and you get 2 bonus episodes a month, plus you get about 2,000 extra episodes.
You can really dig your teeth into our past.
They're all set up in a nice little collection there, easy to find.
And over on the Patreon, you get to vote on what we cover over there. We're doing the movies over there, and the people spoke. We've started our brand new miniseries. We're talking heist movies. We just did Ocean's 11 last week. We got Hell or High Water coming next week. Again, it's £5. You're going to have a good time. You got access to all our previous movie miniseries, like What's So Great About the MCU, What's So Great About 90s Action Movies, What's So Great About Ryan Gosling, What's So Great About Big Willy Slops, aka Will Smith's Bad Movies, and like Andy said, a ton more other top fives and stuff like that.
If you like this music talk, we have about 50 of them on the Patreon.
Top 5 Beatles songs,
top 5
openers. That was a good one. That was a good one. Like,
I still listen to
a couple
playlist.
Of bits.
Yeah.
You know.
So there's a bunch of movies.
Mother, you know.
There's a bunch of music ones. There's a bunch of other movie ones.
Perfect Day.
Yeah.
Top 5 soundtracks.
Pitching each other movies.
Putting our hands together there, you know. Yeah. And look, if you can't afford the low fee of €5 a month.
See ya.
Yeah, sure. Well,
All the best.
You can do something else for me. Andy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's Grammy season. Did you see the Grammy Awards?
No, I did not.
Well, do you know that Beyonce now has 99 Grammy nominations in her career? Now, I don't want a 99-star review. I want a 5-star review. Changing it up.
How does he do
pitching
it?
A fast
I thought you were
going
to go Fab Four. I don't want a 4-star. That's fine. Yeah, I don't want to tell you how to... I don't want to breathe on your fur.
Yeah, man. I'm trying to maybe...
So you can branch out, but I can't branch out with the intro. I have to be locked in to that intro for life.
Yeah, this is what we've been doing.
Can't I just have a little, put a little stank on it sometimes?
You can put stank anywhere else.
Stanking up that intro next week. I'm going to say totally the wrong thing.
That could be the end of the podcast. You heard it here first.
Like nose to nose. You fucking say it. I'll never say it. Well,
what a note to end on.
Catch us next week. See if I do it or not.
Spiders. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. In 3, 2, 1, record.
Hello.
Keep going.
Let's roll back again.
3, 2, 1, go.
No. Working the turkey through.
I'm keeping this. Keeping all this.
Put it at the end. How about that?
Every starts.
No, put it at the end. I always like when I finish listening to us, I'm like, oh, I miss having something at the end.
All right. Yeah, that gives us something.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1, record.
Hello and welcome to What's So Great About the Podcast that knows that you gotta pay your...